Okay, today is Thursday, February 24th. The Rundown is brought to you by SeatGeek. Get all your tickets. Doesn't matter if you're going to an NHL game, NBA game, concerts, Final Four, March Madness, all around the corner. SeatGeek, the official SeatGeek, the official ticket sponsor of Barstool Sports. Put in the code RUNDOWN. Download the app. You will get $20 back off your first purchase. They either PayPal it to you, or sometimes they'll mail you the check if you prefer that. They always pay. And we've said it. What I love about SeatGeek personally is they assign a value. What's the best value ticket that they have for sale? Not just the highest price, not just front row, but what do you get the most bang for your buck? So SeatGeek, I think we all use them when we need our tickets. Download the app, $20 back. Quickly, before we get into today's subjects, hipster shoes today from Riggs, our man Riggs.
Super no hipster. Socks.
No socks.
Super.
Wow. Nice day out, boys. No socks.
Wow. And you don't see a lot of those in the sense that those are brand new. Like, yeah. Most of the time
I feel like you just don't know what your look is. You're just always trying out.
No clue. I totally agree.
Those are borderline like capri pants.
Well, that's okay. A wild move.
Let me say this. When it's fucking like 65 degrees in February, I don't know. I have no idea how to dress.
I haven't been outside yet, but I thought it was overrated cold this morning.
No, it's nice again.
No, it's nice.
But those, that's a... The no socks is a crazy.
Those are new too.
Yeah,
they're weird. They're weird when they're new.
You rarely see people new. Those are ones that if you're trying to be like the hipster, but those people.
John has
those
worn in.
It took me 10 minutes. It took me 10 minutes to like convince myself to leave today.
Yeah.
I was like,
talking yourself up. Like, we can do this, man.
That's all right. We're gonna go with it. We're gonna go with it.
That sometimes it looked good when you purchase it in the store, and then you're like, put them on to wear them. Like, what am I doing?
When I've been walking by people, I've been like trying to gauge like a reaction. So,
yeah, it's
whatever.
An interesting look all the way. You just don't. He's right.
Yeah.
You're just caught. You have no idea.
You don't know who you are.
Lost
those
in New York.
Those people will show up one day, like, and be a born again Christian. Like,
right.
That one. You
right.
Are,
you.
That
I don't think anyone walks around and just like, hey, Riggs, come check this out. You're like, all right, let's go. Right.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, yeah. I agree with that.
It's totally lost. I mean, those are crazy. We start with a story, and we talked about it on Barstool Radio. I found the story intriguing, hilarious, whatever you want to name it. So an 89-year-old bingo commissioner has been fired or voted out of office. The guy's been doing it for like 25 years in Buffalo, in like Cuyahoga County or something like that. We had a couple calls. It's a big controversy. He was voted 4-3. The committee who voted against him said he wasn't agile enough to make it through the tables, and he couldn't deal with the old women, the elderly women who get very emotional. He has said quite the opposite. He showed up at his own trial, at the meeting, very Normandale, very Hoosiers, being like, I fly up and down those aisles. I don't know what's going on. I don't drink. I don't smoke. All I do is regulate bingo. So this is a big thing. A lot of people saying political motives behind it. We actually want to send Caleb to do our first actual investigative journalism down in Cuyahoga County in Buffalo and find out what the hell is going on. Big Cat, what do you got?
It's political. We've gotten at least some knowledge, insider knowledge. This is definitely, they're kicking him out, not because he can't do it. It's because they want to put some idiot in place who can cash a check, maybe kick it upstairs. What they need is there needs to be, and I don't know why this doesn't exist, there needs to be like an American bingo regulation like board.
Yeah.
Where it's almost like going to get your, you know, emissions check on your car. Like, these are the drills you have to run through. If you can pass it in a certain time, you're still able to do the bingo.
Yeah, team 89-year-old bingo inspector, like, hard. I don't know how you could be not on that guy's side. The way he just defended himself, the fact they're like, he's not agile and all that, he's like, I'm agile as fuck. Like, he's fucking 89.
The exact quote he used is, I zoom up and down those aisles.
Which I believe him. Like, guy definitely zooms up and down the aisle.
He practices.
Yeah.
He, like, before bingo night and there's no one in the hall, he's zooming up and down aisles.
Yeah.
Like, just, you know,
he probably, like, watches tape. He's, like, working on his form, and then they fucking boot him out. He's got a right to be pissed. I'm team that guy all day.
He's going to die. We should give him a job.
Throw him in that pig pen that $6,000. I keep wanting to build. The freak pig pen.
Content machine.
He also, which I believe, there's not many places that aren't like Boca Raton or a Boca like retirement communities where people say with a straight face and then have the facts to back them up, like bingo is a big deal.
Like the article, how in depth they went about like all the political implications. It's like amazing.
That we actually asked the caller because he's like, it is political. And I didn't even know what it meant, but he's like, my grandmother lives in this county and is extremely upset. It sounds like the old people are not happy because this guy was the face
of
bingo.
I'm telling you, if we get Caleb on the street, the mayor's probably got some slapdick son, you know, the idiot who probably, you know, huffs paint on the side, and he's going to have the bingo job. He's going to screw it up. Then the women are really going to be upset. And the bad part is, like we said, this guy's going to die. You can't take a bingo away from him.
No. Totally.
You can't do, there's no backsies on this. 3 months down the line, he's dead.
It not to repeat myself, but his quote of I don't drink, I don't smoke, I just play bingo reminded me exactly of King of Kong Fistful of Quarters, which anybody who hasn't seen that documentary, it's an all-timer. But when they're like, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I only play Donkey Kong.
I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs. I play video games.
That is the exact quote from this guy. So an amazing story, and I hope. I mean, Caleb likes to go to places like Hollywood, California, the Daytona 500, the NCAA Final Four. He wants to go to Mardi Gras, Greece. He likes to do big-time events. Let's see if we can get him in Cuyahoga County or whatever it's called.
I-Team
Report. That would be amazing.
He's got to pop out of the car, though. And just like just totally get the find where the mayor
and
lives.
The mayor, I don't want to talk about
Mayor, Mr. Mayor, Mr.
As
mayor.
As the mayor is scooting into the car and slamming
down.
Right,
no comment. Yeah.
1,000%. Big day of college hoops, bunch of highlights. We had the Syracuse game winner, which I'm being told by our Syracuse guy, who such a Syracuse college hoop gung-ho, showed up first time, I think, since he's worked here, dressed basically in full uniform today.
Ready Syracuse, to go, ready to get ready tapped to go. In.
Like, begging people, like, hey, did you see that Syracuse
game
yesterday?
Yep.
Like, dying for people to
say
ask
say good
that.
Game, say good game.
Yeah.
And he says they're in the tournament now. He says they're 10 seed. I don't know if that's Joey Brackett's or what. Oregon game winner. And then we had Rick Pitino kind of going bananas, trying to get after somebody in the North Carolina crowd, but in a very Rick Pitino type of way. Only can watch one highlight. I think it comes down to the two, the Syracuse shot or Pitino. Which one are you watching?
I'm going Pitino all day. I mean, just because the shot, I mean, it's fantastic, but you see him all the time. You don't get to see the coach going nuts. He was kind of doing like the hold me back thing, which I respect. I like that. So, I mean, I got to go Pitino all day.
The Syracuse, just because when you get one of those buzzer beaters and Dickie V's on the horn and he does the, are you serious? Are you? Over and over and over. That's like his just go-to. I love it. And you know there's only a certain amount that we have left with Dickie V of the Are You Serious?
Syracuse win! Are you serious? Oh, the right guy scored. He deserved it, that kid.
Also, side note, I had Oregon -3. They were getting murdered all game. That was a push out of the clouds. Like, you know that. When you get a push like that, they scored 16 points in the first half.
Yep.
So no, that's Oregon has a special spot in my heart.
Yeah, I'd probably go the Dickie V. The Pitino, I like watching it. For some reason, whenever Pitino does something, I just think of him having sex for like 7 seconds.
Yeah, in the Olive Garden.
Yeah, like that. That was almost what that was. It's like you can get your 7 seconds, and then he calmly walked away. That is what Pitino, 7 seconds of fury, and then like, see ya. I hope Dickie V doesn't get like forced out. I never understand when
he already did. He already got forced out of North Carolina Duke. He's
no
definitely going
to
get forced out. They just don't, I don't know. Everyone's got an expiration date. I just feel like Dickie V's the type of guy you can't tell him when to hang him up. He's the bingo guy. You tell Dickie V to stop
to
saying, are you serious? although Dickie V is the rare guy where I think you could probably be like, hey, Dickie V, we have this new technology where you get to announce games from your living room.
He'd do it.
And just have it be like a tomato can with a string on it. He'd just announce every day.
When you mentioned Dickie V and that, we got to just mention too, we haven't really mentioned it. The hair on the 89-year-old bingo guy.
Oh, the mop. I mean, it's got to be fake.
Phenomenal.
Skunk.
But he doesn't know that anybody even is thinking about that being fake hair, which is why I like this guy. Brady Ski posted on his Instagram. Pats fans are kind of like, whoa, what's this all about? He went off a fairly big jump and crashed. I guess Brady does whatever Brady wants, but it's still a little bit alarming to see the best player in the history of football when we still have 2 to 3 more Super Bowls that we'd like to win taking a crash like that. I don't get his ski terminology at all. He's been posting a lot of Instagram ski videos, and he's like, I should have hamburgered when I should have, like, French fried. And I don't know if that's real talk or just Brady talk.
Pizza, yeah. The pizza's like, you're a fucking bender and you gotta.
That's real talk.
You do this guy instead of, like, slow down. Stop. You know what I'm saying?
I've never heard of pizza. This is just a
pizza. Yeah, I mean, it's people call it a pizza. Looks like a slice of pizza.
French fries just straight and then you die.
Okay.
Sonny Bono.
Any thoughts? I don't know what to think. It seems like something people should see.
Yeah, it's kind of stunning because I think it was Francis that said, like, even when you play bumfuck whatever college lacrosse, they're like, no, you can't go skiing because you might get hurt. Tom fucking Brady's out there skiing. Not only is he skiing, but he's doing that jump. I don't think you can do that unless you know how to actually ski.
Right, and the shocking part was he never had that jump.
Like, wasn't never. Even fucking close.
It wasn't like, oh, he almost had it and then he wiped out at the end. The minute he got in the air, you're like, he's fucked.
He came in like a kamikaze coming in at the bottom.
Before that, he looks like he's not a great skier.
Right,
like,
right. That was so bizarre.
You shouldn't. When you're approaching a jump like that, you shouldn't be on that jump. It's like Sunday River, shout out White Heat. I once tried to go down the moguls, and it's like you're the guy who's going so slow, borderline, like not in control. Right. It's like you see that guy. It's like, why are you going down
and
that
then,
trail?
Whoops, he's Tom Brady.
Yeah, exactly. So bananas move from Brady. I don't know.
Did your heart stop a little bit?
Well, I figured he wouldn't have posted if he was, like, hurt. But, like, if I saw that and I didn't, I'm like, breaking news, Tom Brady, and I didn't know what was about to happen, I'd be like, what the fuck am I watching right now? It's like a snuff film.
Yeah, I mean, he was kind of teetering just going down the slope.
Right,
and
that's what I'm
saying. It's a jump. You're like, I don't know, dude.
It almost is like he got himself, like, he thought if he went slow, you wouldn't get air. But literally, like
that's
you said,
definitely
the second he went up, he was off. Like, he never had it. So, Tom maybe stopped doing that. Jameis Winston.
Cameron Payne for Doug McBuckets and Taj Gibson.
Ah, shit. I knew it was going to be a trade.
Breaking trade talk that you've heard about 4 hours ago.
Yeah, and just the Bulls doing like lateral moves after lateral moves so they can be like, well, we've shuffled the deck. The deck's still the same. Your cards are still going to lose, but we shuffled it.
Jameis Winston, I saw this headline and I was on his side. At first, I was like, oh, Jameis Winston just can't win. Because what I said is he's in hot water for telling elementary school girls like to be gentle and soft and like basically like know their role sort of, but not know their role. It was gentle, soft, and quiet maybe.
Yeah.
Then I read the whole article and it's not good for Jameis. Jameis told all the boys in the elementary school class to stand up and for all the girls to sit down. And then he told the boys, have a voice, be loud, this is your world, and girls sitting down, just be quiet and know your spot.
Okay, I know I got a lot of people like this. All my boys, all my young boys, stand up, man. The ladies sit down. But all my boys, stand up. We strong, right? We strong, right? But the ladies, they supposed to be silent, polite, gentle. But my men supposed to be strong.
Jameis, he's the only guy who can go into an elementary school where he's donating his time and take his foot and shove it so far down his throat that this becomes an issue. And by the way, we are so anti-PC, but this is just fucking, how stupid is this guy?
If you're Jameis's team, I mean, that's you can't give him a microphone for that long.
You gotta hook him.
You literally cannot put him up in front of a whole elementary school and give him the mic for that long. No leash, not like you just can't do it. Obviously, he's gonna say something. He's got to fill that time. He's got to talk about something. Eventually, it's gonna get bad, and it got bad. You dig into it.
The second he says, "Guys, stand up. Girls, sit down." The hook, like he's on a gong show. Get him out of
there.
They're
just letting him go, like he's
speak in public ever.
It was like it was fucking open mic night up there, and it's like, dude, Jameis, like get him up. He's got to have like a pre-planned thing, or he does an interview where he's like coached. He knows what to say. You get to let him freewheel like that. I mean, of course you're gonna say something fucking ridiculous.
I saw a picture. Have you guys ever seen The Simpsons when Homer goes into witness protection, and they're like, "I'm gonna step on your foot, Mr. Simpson," and when you respond to the name like Joe Smith, and he's like, "Hey, Joe," and he just can't do it.
Oh, now when I say hello, Mr. Thompson, and press down on your foot, you smile and nod.
No problem.
Hello, Mr. Thompson. I think he's talking to you.
Like, I picture Jameis Winston not understanding at all what he did wrong. Like, them trying to explain at the end and him just being like, nope, I just donated my time. I think you're right. He's the... I actually like Jameis as a football player, kind of. I always have. But he is just the dumbest person when it comes to, like, opening his mouth. Maybe who has ever lived.
Yeah, he's not even close off field. So I think you just got to know. You got to yank it. Like you said, you can't really teach him at this point. He's not going to figure it out. So just yank him.
So this dude has his car stolen. Didn't think the police were spending enough time looking for the car, which they probably weren't, because there's bigger things. So he said, well, my four-year-old kid was in the back of the stolen car, thinking, okay, now the police are going to pay attention, which they did, because now you get a kid stolen. Arrested, charged with filing a false report. Like the move, hate the move, Riggs.
I mean, I love it. It worked. They got the attention, the extra attention. It's kind of like I feel like it's a little bit like the Michael Scott when he would text and be like, 911 emergency for people to fucking respond to his text. If you got to do it to get their fucking attention, your car's stolen, you're not getting any attention. I mean, I don't know how you can hate on that. It's a little morally wrong, but I don't know.
You can't fuck around with kids though, because you can always track like where the kid is. And I think you just have to like fake having a dog. Because then
people.
There was it was like, I think last year in Chicago, there was a van full of like dogs that got, the van got carjacked.
Oh, and it was like full of dogs.
High alert. Yeah, so say your car was full of dogs.
Okay, that's just different
fucking
than
dogs. Dogs everywhere. I had five dogs in my car.
Okay, that changes it. Five dogs, yes.
Yeah.
Puppies. I don't know, and by
puppies
the way,
too, cute ones.
Yeah, I don't know what the pun. For me,
I think kids is too much. Like, then you get the Amber Alert going out. You get all this. People get it on their fucking cell phone, scare the shit out of them. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's Amber like the Alert. Hurricane warning that. It's like bad it's weather. They program that in your phone. You go crazy. Like, I think we're under attack from fucking Russia. But I don't know what the punishment for false report is. That's what boils down. All right, you got charged with false report. What is that? You get yelled at? You pay a fine?
I don't know.
The car is probably worth more than whatever's happening.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely a felony, which is not good. So it's probably not worth it.
Do we have any fact checkers on what the penalty for
Robbie, you get it.
Seems unlikely.
Robbie, for a false report, maybe. Can we do the second ad here?
Oh, yeah. Sports Action app. Everyone download it. It is the best app for all you gamblers out there or people who just love sports. Delete that ESPN app. Delete the Score app. The reason why I use Sports Action, and I actually do use it, I have it open all the time. They have halftime lines. They have in-game odds, so you can track how your bet's doing. They let you know they have a little clock, so you always ran into this, Dave. When halftime starts, you don't know how much time you have.
Yep.
Clock right there says you have like 15 minutes to make your bet, and it counts down. It gets red and everything for us dummies out there. Download the Sports Action app, and you get a one-week free trial of the Pro subscription, which features parlay tracking, hedge opportunities, and more. You put in your bets every night. You're like, here it is. And then you go check it out, and all your bets are sitting at the top. And it lets you know, it's a little like green light saying, hey, your bet's doing well. Red lights means it's bad. I get a lot of red lights.
Yeah, you don't want red lights.
Red everywhere.
I don't know if I want those lights either.
No, it's good. It's good because you just, the problem is, like, I'm not a smart guy. So I'll click it, and I'll be like, oh, my over's killing it right now. Because I can't do math.
Yeah, I like Sports
it
app.
It knows. It knows. It's like, no, bro, it's red. Like, you suck.
Relax. Sports Action, I like the app. I recommend it. If you give me a green light and that thing turns red, though, I may smash the app. That's the only
so
thing.
So it goes green. If you bet on the spread, it goes green when you're covering and obviously red when you're not covering. For over-unders, it goes green only after it's over.
Okay.
So it's red there. Yeah. But the nice thing about over-unders is as a live line. So you can see how you're doing. Like, it calculates what the live line would be. So you can see how you're doing. Easy.
Code Rundown.
Code Rundown. Promo code Rundown. Sports Action app.
Promo code Rundown. A story straight out. Another Harvard story here. HuffPo food blogger. Yeah. Yep. HuffPo food blogger. Marathoner. Ran a half marathon, actually. I think it was Fort Lauderdale. Caught cheating, skipped 2 miles of this marathon, caught by a professional. We have three components, and we talked about it. We have only lunatics run marathons, double lunatics cheat during marathons when nobody cares what your time is in the first place, unless you're winning the marathon like a Kenyan. But when you're just an American running, nobody gives a fuck except you. And then third are the people who don't run the marathons and have dedicated their lives to the people cheating on the marathons, which is who caught this person by seeing a picture and blowing up their watch and being like, that doesn't add up. This lady went all the way back and actually rode a bike to cover her tracks. Insanity all the way around. Francis, our Harvard guy who had, when that whole controversy went down, seemed to think Harvard people never do anything like bad or dishonest or can't be crazy, must be stunned by this act from another Ivy League grad. We'll start with you as a fellow Ivy League grad. What do you have about your
sociopath
food marathon cheater?
Couple things. One, she did the whole cheating thing and then made herself come in second, which is ridiculous. If you're going to do all
well,
that.
Well, no, you got to have a little believability. It's
yeah,
like
no.
Lenny, you're going to do it. 655-1 in his stock picks.
If you're going to do it, you got to be first or nothing. It's a fucking marathon. Nobody cares who comes in second. Nobody really cares who comes in first either.
Half marathon.
Half marathon.
It's even worse. No, that's even worse.
The other thing is, I don't know what it is with all of these fucking investigative committees where we had the bingo guy, who was like the whole investigative thing. And this one was like marathoninvestigators.com, and they have like the whole thing where they
I've
go around and check people.
I've written about this guy. All he does his whole life.
He's so, like one of your golf nerds who does the drop zone shit.
Yeah, very similar.
Respect the shit out of that, the fact that they're investigating Carter. I mean, it's classic, like HuffPo. Of course it's a HuffPo person. It kind of goes all into everybody shitting
not,
on the media.
Can you not fuck my straw with your hand?
What are you doing?
Oh, I thought that was mine. It's in my chair.
You were all up in that straw.
But it's in my chair.
It is in your chair.
It's my chair.
You have two.
But it's my chair.
Okay, but even if, all right, so even if it wasn't, like, I agree with you that Dave is encroaching in your chair, but who fucks their straw with their finger like that regardless?
It's just like a tactic while you're thinking and talking.
Dude, you got germs and shit on there. You were in the hole.
You were in the hole. In theory, they're my germs, though.
Yeah, but you were all the way in the hole.
I just didn't. You want this one?
No, I don't want that one. I mean, that was. It was weird because you were actually cringing on it the entire show, and I was watching it, and then you just went like,
It is my fucking chair.
But you
were fucking his straw.
You have fucking two things. This was empty. Yours is in there. I put
Look,
it there.
There's
I
only
know
so many things you can focus on.
I didn't know you were gonna fuck it.
Straw fucking.
What are we talking about?
Hey, talking straw about your, fucking people.
Yeah, your fucking Harvard. By the way, who's like, I made a mistake, and that's not a fucking mistake.
That's not a mistake.
You committed a crime.
Yeah, that's not a mistake.
That's not taking a left-hand turn or something when you should have gone right.
Fuck her. That's the gist. Fuck her.
All right, we'll move on. You broke that one up. last one. Are you going to give this shout out to our boy, Jamie O'Grady?
Oh, yeah.
Just nobody's had a worse run in the past 6 months or however it's long has been year, ever since he took a shot at Barstool, an unprovoked attack at the flag, his life is in shambles. It is now a lead story a lot of different places, him trying to get investment, him getting screwed over, duped by fake emails. Maybe he's doing fake emails. Maybe he's a criminal. Maybe he's not. Whatever the case may be, we are dancing on his grave. It's great to see an enemy of Barstool absolutely have an anchor and fall to the bottom of the ocean. Will I ever get sick of seeing this guy suffer and fail? I don't think so.
Big no Cat, way. Anything to add no to chance. This? He's got something about him that just eventually you feel bad for someone. But he, just something about him. Just I could watch him get beaten by the internet all day, every day, off camera.
The amount of people on Twitter too that have like never interacted with him or known who he is that he
has
blocked is like insane. You literally couldn't keep up with him last night. So anybody that does that, I mean, you got to be a psychopath.
The story you and I agree, Riggs. We read the story, and Nate, I read like a different story than us because we read the Yahoo story and we're like, Yoder's the crazy guy. And he probably is, because I would trust the guys who did like reporting versus Yoder just saying his first person account. But even still, I'm just gonna be like, fuck it, I'll just trust Yoder.
Right. Well,
I'm admitting that I think that Jamie O'Grady probably isn't to blame here, but I don't really care.
There's a lot of he said, she said, and as I said, I'm not gonna say who's right, who's wrong, but. There's nobody who can doubt his life is in
and
shambles.
There was also at least one thread. I think someone said there was a couple of people talking about their experiences with Jamie O'Grady and basically saying he's the worst.
Also, O'Grady, and I can't confirm this because I don't totally get how Twitter works in a lot of times, but so I just chirped him because I love chirping this guy. I love chirping him. Like, the fact that Sports Illustrated distanced him to shut him down while I was on the SI plane with the swimsuit models, perfect. So I tweeted him from the plane, like, yo, looks like things are going good for me, not for you, ha, ha, ha. And then when this thing broke and it came out, he had like 3,000 investment meetings and couldn't get a cent. And I chirped him like, if you need advice with that, I had one meeting for Barstool. We got like 15 million, so I can probably help with that. He, I think, if I'm understanding, unblocked me just to reply and then block me again, which is an insane move. Anyways, I want Jamie O'Grady to know, as I look into this camera, we're all rooting for your failure and reveling in your demise. So thank you for being part of our life. Anything post-show? I'm getting my tooth removed tomorrow. Thoughts and prayers to me.
I'm putting FireGuard Packs shirts on sale.
Fire who?
The Bulls front office.
Okay.
So buy those.
Buy those. Get those bought. The Pat McAfee, it should be not the Pat McAfee show. If he's going to keep doing this, it should be the Pat McAfee Odyssey launch today. It's 3 hours.
Whew.
3 hour, but I heard a lot of great stuff packed in there. So click, download that.
Oh, Robbie, you got to check Robbie. By the way, Hank, you should just come and show your jersey.
We have a good jersey day today. Yeah. Actually.
Oh, are we going to grade him?
Well, yeah, we didn't start because Coley's
not
in the office.
But let's do it right now. So who we have? Glenny?
Gaz and
Glenny, come on.
And Glenn. Glenn's gone.
What the hell's Glenn? This fucking kid.
Yeah, what about fucking?
No, no.
Had to tell you he was like begging
Syracuse benchwarmer.
Wait, did you come, Robbie? You haven't come.
No, he hasn't.
No, haven't come. It's been a week. It sucks. It's the worst thing I've ever done.
Oh, wow.
There's a graphic. So eight.
All right, so I guess I beat Gaz's Nomar Garciaparra with this.
So I guess Hank
FUBU wins. Jersey.
The Garciaparra jersey's fire.
This, I mean, FUBU.
That jersey stinks.
I like Hank's FUBU. 05?
Yeah.
All right. I like Gaz. I like Gaz's.
Yeah. Gaz is pretty hot.
Yeah, it's Rick's great.
Not so hot.
What the fuck, Hank?
All right, I guess that's the rundown.
And here, Riggs, I'm done with my drink. You want my straw?
Back on Monday, yeah. I'll that get was a straw.
That was a mistake, bro.
You straw fucker.
Rob, can you go get Dave another coffee? No,
it's the straw. Inside. I understand, like, grabbing a straw, but it was like, it is.